This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to volunteer in Israel? Then the Israeli food bank, Leket Israel, may be for you. The organization has been rescuing excess, fresh, nutritious food for over 20 years, and that combined with what they collect from corporate cafeterias and hotels is distributed to needy Israelis. They are always looking for volunteers to help, and Amy Mariski-Sass is currently in South Africa to tell us more about this. And Amy, you are the Canadian and South Africa director of the Leket Israel.
Yes,
welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm very grateful to be on your show, Cherise.
Tell me a little bit about Leket Israel.
So Leket Israel, every single week, we feed over 415,000 individuals a week. And the way that we do that is we rescue and collect excess produce from farmers all across Israel and also excess hot meals. So when I say a hot meal, that always includes a protein, a starch, and a vegetable. And we collect this hot meal from IDF bases, corporate cafeterias, and hotels. And both the food from the farms and the hotels would otherwise go to waste. And we end up redistributing it to these 415,000 individuals a week. And the way that we do that is through over our 300 nonprofit organization partners who are able to redistribute this food and ensure that it reaches those who need it most.
So that's interesting that you work through NGOs, because obviously, firstly, are people in need in Israel? Do they have certain areas that they live in, or how do you find?
So we're all across the country. Unfortunately, need doesn't discriminate in a specific area. And the way that we're able to actually target the specific individuals is through our nonprofit organizations, right? Because they act as a network. They are the ones that are in direct contact with the people, the members of the recipients of their own organization, right? So we're the ones that provide these organizations food, and then they're the ones that provide the recipients food. And that way we're able to target as many people as possible on a weekly basis through our partners.
So in terms of getting the food to the right people, you're collecting from farmers, which are, say, predominantly in the south.
South and the north.
And
now.
In the north.
Yes.
And then I think what I'm struggling to understand is you've got cooked food and you've got excess food.
Yes.
The excess food is distributed kind of raw.
It's raw, exactly. So it's like a whole apple. It could be considered an ugly tomato, a tomato that's much bigger than you would actually see in your Woolworth store. Or it would be a lemon, or it would be a carrot with two ends. And this produce is still, you can still eat it, right? But these farmers aren't able to actually sell it to the grocery store for a profit. Sometimes it would just go to waste because the grocery store or their supplier only wants X, and there's still a Y amount. And that's where Leket comes in. And an opportunity for volunteering is sorting and packing this rescued produce at our logistics center. And this center is essentially where it's like the hub where all of the...
So everything comes together.
Everything comes together.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
Exactly. So everything comes together to the logistics center.
In Tel Aviv.
It's in Renana.
In Renana.
The logistics center.
Okay.
But then the hot meals, actually, we have 8 hubs. So this is separate from the logistics center. The logistics center is sorting and packing of fresh produce.
Right.
That's all it does.
So it's almost 2 separate processes taking place at the same time.
Two separate processes on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
And yes.
So the one process is collecting from farmers, surplus from farmers, and it goes to a hub. The other process is collecting ready-made meals that haven't been used, eaten, and they go to a separate hub.
It goes to 8 different hubs all across Israel, those hot meals. And the reason why we have 8 hubs is because although Israel is very small, we're dealing with cooked food.
Yes.
And if we're dealing with cooked food, there's a lot of health and safety issues that, thank God, now Leket has been able to overcome. And we are now still able to use within our benefit, right? So we have those 8 hubs. And then that way it's easily accessible to the nonprofit organizations or our recipients.
Okay.
And also, sorry to interrupt you, the logistics center, that is in central Israel, but the shelf life of a potato has a much longer shelf life than a cooked piece of chicken, right? So we actually have time, it's a little bit more on our hands, bringing it to Renana, sorting it, going through the moldy potatoes, going through the non-moldy potatoes, and then, you know, we have a good, you know, thousands of pounds of potatoes that are good, and then that goes out throughout the week.
So the logistics of this is huge.
It's essentially like a FedEx, like Postnet. It's like a Postnet in food, if you think about it.
And you are looking for volunteers to come and help. What would volunteers be doing?
So, like I said, there's two options. Like I said, the first option is coming to the logistics center, and that's where you'll sort and you'll pack and you'll look at your hands. You'll feel the actual vegetables that have been brought from the north and the south, and you'll have an understanding of Like it Israel's operations, and you'll see the forklifts, and it's a 22,000 square foot, huge, huge operation. And I don't think people really understand. So it's really cool to come there. You can interact with the staff. You can see how things go, and you'll sort the fruits and vegetables. Another opportunity is having more of an agricultural experience. So if you want to go into the fields, then you can go to the fields and you can pick some of these fruits and vegetables. We have an opportunity also, what Leket's been doing ever since October 7th. This is actually our third opportunity. We have a huge network of farmers. We work with over 800 farmers all across Israel. And since we have these farmers, the partners, this friendship, this relationship with these farmers prior to October 7th, we decided to utilize and optimize that. So what we actually do is we speak to them on a day-to-day basis, and we send volunteers out to the north and to the south to help these farmers who have lost everything, who have lost their workers, whose lands have been destroyed, who have been affected by rocket barrages, everything, more than you can imagine. So we have sent over 100,000 volunteers in the past year to farmers. And so those are your three opportunities: to come to the logistics center, to come to glean in the fields. We have one Leket field, and then also to help farmers all across Israel.
The concept of a food bank in Israel, it's already 20 years, and I imagine the need post October the 7th has been even greater.
Of course.
Do you think it's replicable in other countries?
I think it is replicable if there is, since Israel is so small, that way it is.
It's contained,
exactly.
Yeah.
Versus in South Africa, I think that if there's farms or something that is within that vicinity that's talking about produce, then it is replicable. I do also think that last night I was at a wedding and I was like, wow, there's so much food actually going to waste. And if people were actually to step in and utilize that and optimize and take that waste, and rather than putting it into the garbage, and obviously it wouldn't be off of someone's plate, but if there's a lot of food in the kitchen that's been untouched, definitely it's replicable. We are known all over the world and our model is recognized, which is very incredible. So I think there's opportunity in every pocket, in every community, because especially as Jews, we have much more food on our plate than we need.
No, I often think about it, especially in a country like South Africa, where there are such great inequalities between the haves and the have-nots,
yeah,
that something like this could be so, so incredibly useful.
100%. And I think, like you said, in South Africa, the haves and the have-not, if you're not able to put food on your plate, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to put, like when you receive food, that means you shouldn't, like people are normally just given white bread or canned beans.
Exactly.
I think everyone should be of equal opportunity to have healthy food on their plate, nutritious food. And that way, that also, Leket has done many surveys, and we've seen that this helps the way that people think, the way that they interact, and it helps society overall. And if there was a way that we could implement this within the South African community, 100% that would be beneficial. And I think, like I said, it's unfortunately needed everywhere. And
so it's pretty much a two-way street. So that if South Africa can help Israel, Israel can help South Africa in exchange. If anybody would like to volunteer through Leket, what should they do?
They can contact me, of course. Contact me at AIMEE at Leket, LEKET.org. or you can go on to our website, which is leket.org, and there's many opportunities and more information about Leket there.
And there are so many. You could actually go to Israel for a week, 10 days, and simply do Leket kinds of things, but it would not include accommodation unless they were staying at a farm.
We don't have accommodation at farms.
Not even.
Okay. Not even.
So you would have to just ensure that you have your own accommodation.
Of course.
But you and can, and flights. But then once there, you can do anything from 3 hours to 3 weeks.
Exactly.
And never do the same thing twice.
Exactly. So you can pick tomatoes one day. You can pick hot little chili peppers. You can pick lemons. And then you can come back to the logistics center 2 days later and sort all of what you had previously picked in the farm. It's an incredible experience. And if anyone would really like to come and volunteer, we would be very grateful. And we would love your help. And we would love to meet more of the South African community and get your hands dirty.
Thank you so much for joining me and for telling us about that. I think it is an amazing opportunity to both help and explore Israel at the same time. So thank you very much. That was Amy Mariski-Sass, the Canada and South Africa Director of Leket Israel.